I'm Maura Bennett with Colorado Ag Today. We always hear warnings about 4th of July fireworks safety, and most of us do a pretty good job of following rules and keeping hands, fingers, and faces away from explosions. But the USDA says too many Americans fail to follow the same safe guidelines when it comes to 4th of July picnics and barbecues. In fact, the 4th of July is the day more people complain of getting sick from some food-related illness than any other day. Janelle Goodwin is with the USDA's Food Safety and Inspection Service. She says one thing to remember not to do is to partially cook the meat at home the day before a barbecue at the park.
When you partially cook a product, you're taking it out of the refrigerator, which is a safe temperature. You're bringing it up to a warm temperature, not quite done yet. It takes a long time for the temperature to drop back down to below 40 degrees.
Too often, the cut of meat isn't heated hot enough or long enough to kill all the bacteria. The other thing barbecue chefs forget to use is a meat thermometer.
That's the only way to tell when a meat product is done, and once it reaches a safe temperature, for example, burgers you want to allow to reach 160 degrees. Once it reaches that, then it's done and you can pull it off of the grill.
165 degrees for chicken and 145 degrees for pork. After the cookout, any leftovers should be refrigerated as soon as possible. The USDA's Meat and Poultry Hotline is 1-888-MP. Hotline.
I'm Maura Bennett with the Ag Information Network of the West.